fills up our plates. Papa's saying grace.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and author of the newly released storytelling cookbook, Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce. And you're listening to All Things Southern Live on KMLB, News Talk 105.7 FM and 540 AM. Let's do this thing.
Louisiana, living sweet as sugar on the
neck. Another one of my toys broke.
What broke? What'd you break?
I had a little toy in it, bro. Oh. But anyway, welcome to All Things Southern Live, everybody. True to form, I got in here, got the ears on, and got ready to do the show. Oh, I don't know. How many seconds did I have to spare today, JR?
Like, you got here at 4:55, I think. And
how about that? So professional.
It was early.
Are y'all proud? Y'all are proud, right? I'm still messing with my hair, and yes, I put my lipstick on camera. That was for you, Charlotte Ann, the queen of us all.
At least you weren't driving. Like, some ladies probably would drive and try to do that or have done that.
I cannot imagine anyone that would drive and put their powder and lipstick on. I wonder who would do something like that. Did I sound somewhat guilty in the past?
I take it you've kind of ventured in that area in the past?
I may have, JR, but you have to understand something. I've been putting on my color.
Yeah.
And yes, I did just stir my coffee with my eyeglass stick, for those of you that saw that. Yes, I did, because you do what you got to do.
It's a southern thing.
I'm still trying to get my hair to quit pinching up underneath these honking big earphones. When you have been putting your color on, as long as I have been putting my color on, JR, you can do most anything and drive. I mean, and put it on. You can drive.
You can multitask. And
I could drive. I could, you know, write a book and put my color on. I could do anything because I've been putting my color on that long. But anyway, I hope y'all's Mother's Day was special. Mine was. Yeah. JR, did you get your mama a present? I'm
going to
put you on the spot.
I got her a she always tells me she doesn't want anything, so she makes it really hard for me to try to find her something.
Now, JR's mother, but that ain't right.
But I did, I got her a special card. She loves cards. And so I went and got her a card. Took me about 30 minutes to pick out a card, so I took my time and really looked through there and got her a nice card, and she loved it, and it was from the heart.
And you spent time with
her. And I spent, I did spend a little time yesterday with her. We didn't get to spend a lot of time because she was busy, unfortunately, taking care of other folks. But I did eat lunch with her today. So we kind of,
that works.
It was a good day.
On the other hand, I cooked for my mom.
Well, there you go.
Yay.
Yeah,
I did.
Very good.
I cooked for Charlotte Ann, and my sister came in from Dallas. And so she was there, missed having my other sister, and that would be Cynthia Darlene herself. She wasn't able to come in, but Rhonda and I were there, and we had a blast celebrating Mama. And then I had my son and his wife and their three with me. But what you do not know, JR, is that since I have seen you, I made one of my flying trips to Houston to see the Grand Boys of Texas.
How was that?
Had to see all the family, you know, because I've been on the road so much this season.
Right.
So I finally got off the road after a good 5 week span of every weekend being on the road. And I love it, y'all. You know I do. But I miss those grands when I'm on the road. So I went out to Houston. I got to see Grant Thomas and Connor and Jessica and Patrick, and I got to watch them play baseball and basketball, and it was fun.
They're into their summer, spring summer activities.
I tell you what, they just never stop.
It's a year-round thing.
Yeah, go into another season. They're good little athletes, and they're playing that select ball, so they're good.
Well, fun.
So today is National Bike to Work Week. Did you know that,
Jill? I had no idea. No.
Here at All Things Southern, we did not bike to work because the radio station is a good hour and a half from my house.
Yeah, and it's dangerous from where I live, too. So
yeah, so you didn't bike to work. No. I didn't bike to work. Did y'all bike to work? Let me know if you did or not. It is also National Chicken Dance Day.
I heard about that. I did hear about that one.
I'm trying to decide if, in fact, I will do the chicken dance for y'all on air, because I'm in kind of one of those moods. I'm kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
JR, I'm in kind of a middle of the road mood about that sort of thing. Like, I could be talked into the chicken dance if the people put in the comments, like, I don't know, a lot of y'all have got to put in the comments, I want to see you do the chicken dance. And if y'all do, I may chicken dance, but I don't know. I'm going to have some encouragement today, JR, because I'm like not full out.
Isn't that like the YMCA? Like, there's a way you have to do that, certain kind of a form or something?
Well, yeah, the chicken dance is the chicken dance. It's the chicken dance. You cannot confuse it with the
They have so many. They have like the mashed potato dance. And
JR, and the chicken dance is the chicken dance.
The chicken dance.
What if they put in the Facebook comments that they want to see you chicken dance?
That will not happen. I'm sorry. There are certain things I will not subject myself to.
Did y'all hear? Did y'all hear how JR? Wait a minute. I wish we could replay that. Did y'all hear how JR said that? He's like, it ain't happening. I mean,
it's not going to happen.
He's not going to do the chicken dance.
Not even if you had a stack of $10 million.
JR, you would not chicken dance for $10 million?
No, no.
Well, let me jump over here on Facebook Live and see if the folks are demanding. You know, all our many fans are asking me to chicken dance. I'll jump over here and see. All right. So far, we've got, I don't know. Let's see. That looks like four requests.
Four requests?
That's not going to be enough, y'all. You're going to have to get your mom and them to write up underneath here, because I'm telling you, it was a long day, long weekend, and I'm a wee bit tired. So I could be talked into doing the chicken dance if, in fact, many of y'all requested.
I did find the chicken dance song.
Oh, you did?
By the way.
You're egging me on, aren't you?
I'm just saying it's ready. If you're ready, we can.
So what you're saying is you're not going to chicken dance, but you found it for me.
Yes.
You're good like that.
I'm just helping you out. Yes.
You're nice like that,
yes,
JR.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to the break. If y'all want to get your mom and them to, you know, try to talk me into chicken dancing, we may do it at some time during the show. Hey, bottom of the hour, big announcement right here. Got a cool guest that's going to be calling in. Y'all are going to really enjoy this guest. She'll be with me at the bottom of the hour, and her name is Teresa. What is that middle name? Oh, mercy. I just forgot her middle name, and I was going to do all three. She's like me. She's got the all three names. So hold on 1 second, and I will tell y'all. Oh, she's a sweetheart, and I was going to do all three of her names, and I have it in my stack of stuff right here. So just don't go anywhere. Y'all ain't, be patient. Patience is a virtue.
Yes.
And her, she has three names, and I would like to read every one of them out of respect for her. So y'all be patient, okay? Here it is. Teresa Sandstrom. That's the one I couldn't get. Anderson. The last name is easily to remember, but the middle one is not. But she has written a great book called Beautifully Interrupted, When God Holds the Pen That Writes Your Story. So that's going to be at the bottom of the hour. So y'all don't go anywhere. I want you to enjoy that interview. Right now, we are way past break time. So when I come back, I got a story for y'all. What? You knew I would.
Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. is the only way this bell rolls.
That's Winter Smith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Oh, mercy. A little cathead biscuits and shrimp Creole. JR, I'm going to tell them a story, and then I'm going to need to hear more of that song. I have not heard it in a while. And
yes,
that is my theme song. And y'all generally hear, I don't know, a couple seconds, maybe a minute going into the show. But it was written by a beautiful songwriter and his wife in Nashville, Tennessee, called Timothy Scott Williams. Hello, Timothy. I will tag you later in the show notes so that you can know how much, again, I appreciate my music. Right now, I had promised y'all a story. Let's see. Okay, I see, Kevin Parker, you got in late, but you are voting for the chicken dance. We're going to need more votes. We're up to about six. Y'all, six is not going to get it. It's been a long weekend. If you want the chicken dance, you have got to get your mama and them to all write it on the comments. I'm just saying. It's been a long weekend. I do like to comply if possible. But the numbers aren't good. That's all I'm saying. The numbers aren't good. JR, did you see last night a show called Little Genius? I have never seen it. Yo. Police. Have y'all ever seen a show called Little Genius?
It's about these like really smart little kids.
Brilliant. Yes, the guy that did Doogie Howser. I always think of him as Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
That's not his name. But anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. The guy that was in Doogie Howser, which was maybe before many of your time, but it was a show years ago. And y'all probably don't even know him for that. But he was, he's the moderator, commentator, host. That's the word I'm going for. He's the host. And JR, these little geniuses, I mean, I'm talking little bitty kids. I cannot even, create the type of math problem. I'm going to sound silly even trying, but it went something like this, y'all. They were, had them on a clock and they were trying to answer as many questions as they could in 60 seconds, and he would ask them a math question something like this. Are y'all ready? Y'all do it. Y'all jump on it in the comments and see if you can get the answer. I wish I was on a calculator so I could test y'all, but I'll test y'all during the break. I digress. The question would go like this. He would say, are you ready? And the little child would say yes, and he would say, 10 times 793 divided by 4.5 times the square root of 3,762 plus 35 equals, and as soon as he said equals, they'd say 17 or whatever the answer
Wow.
is. Clearly, I don't know the answer. Mm-mm. That fast, JR, they were putting it on the screen like as if it was a chalkboard.
Right.
And so you could see all the, you know, the problem
formulas
being printed out, the formula or whatever being printed out. And then they would do the equal sign and that little child would spit out the answer. Yeah.
Now this was not Common Core, what they call Common Core math.
I have no idea what kind of math they were doing.
That can be pretty gruesome too.
No, I don't know what they were doing. All I know is they were brilliant. And then whatever the answer is, say the answer was 17, he would say, correct. 17 times 75 divided by the square root of, and he would do another big problem and they would have the answer like that.
Wow.
For mathematically challenged folks like yours truly, it was fascinating. I sat there going, huh? I mean, I could not believe it.
I lost you on the second line there because I'm not a math guy.
I am not. So in honor of the kids from Little Genius, I brought y'all a math story. Did you hear? a professor in New York City thinks that we should drop algebra, listen to this, as a requirement for high school graduation because he said it's cruel and very few of us use algebra in our everyday lives. I mean, excuse me? I believe those were my exact words back in the day. But was anybody listening to Shelley? No. They said I was trying to get out of Mr. Baxter's algebra class, which is exactly what I was doing, but that's beside the point. The professor thinks algebra is too hard for today's students. Please. We survived, and today's students will survive algebra too. We can't compete in the job market by dumbing down our curriculum just so we can protect little Shelley's feelings. If we do, she'll go on to test her husband's last nerve as he tries to decipher her checkbook and bookkeeping methods. Bless his heart.
Did you break something over there? What are you doing?
I did not.
Okay. Just, it looked like you broke
something. I'm feeling for Phil. I love you, Phil.
Oh, okay.
The man that has to do my bookkeeping. But I digress. Should Mr. Baxter Deal ever run across this little Facebook Live video, JR, I would like to try one more time to explain that little incident. During my junior year, Mr. Baxter, if you will remember, I slid into class like way late. Nothing has changed, correct? That fateful morning, I slid into class way late, and because I was late, I was clueless to the rumor that was circulating around the campus that Mr. Baxter's yard had been rolled, very well rolled with toilet paper the night before, but I didn't know that. All I knew was that he was in a really foul mood, and he was ranting about people making bad grades on their algebra test, and he was going off about the class before us that, you know, all failed their test and were wanting him to grade on the curve so they could pass the class. And in the middle of all of that, now, again, remember, I was clueless, right? I didn't know what had happened the night before. So he stops right in front of my desk in the middle of his rant, and his back is to me, and he's writing on the board. He's doing one of those big problems, like the problem I just told you about with the math genius. You know, he's writing out a big problem while he fusses, and he says, if I don't grade on the curve, they'll all fail. And then he says, what do you think would happen if I failed them? Well, it was a rhetorical question. I know that now. I figured it out really fast. It was a rhetorical question. But yours truly, ever the humorist, just kind of quipped, you know, off the top of my head. I said, well, they'll probably roll your yard.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He turned around and he glowered at me. And, like, all the kids started laughing, you know, and, like, hadn't put their books up, and they were just laughing. You were, Alvin Minsky and Barry Sullivan. They were laughing behind their books while he glowered at me. And I was like, what?
I didn't say anything.
I mean, seriously, math wizards, what are the odds that I would say they'll roll the yard the morning after they rolled his yard? I mean, what are the odds?
Wow.
I never could prove my innocence to that guy. And I barely got out of algebra class. Barely.
Oh, wow.
But it does prove one thing, y'all. Miracles happen. All I'm saying is, keep algebra, Mr. New York professor. Keep algebra. And there will always be prayer in school. I mean, I was praying. Big time.
Shredded biscuits, shrimp Creole. Kind of eating that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from. In mama's kitchen when supper comes, come on over and get you some sausage gumbo, jambalaya. Just thinking about it, my mouth's on fire. fills up our plates. Papa's saying grace. Louisiana, living sweet as sugar on beignets. If you're feeling empty, well, the answer's easy as pie. Put your feet under Mama's table at supper time.
All right, I'm going to talk to you funny people while we go to break. So your comments are hilarious. Patrick Neil Harris, thank you. That is the right answer. Karen Thornton Everding, yay! Winner, winner, chicken dinner. We have another vote for the chicken dance from Mindy. Kevin Parker wants to know, JR, does this election have a primary? No. Kevin, it does not. This is not a primary system. Let's see. Cindy Rushing York. That's my sissy. She says, hello, just joining you. Hey, sissy. I was talking about you earlier. I did. I gave you a shout out earlier in the show and you haven't heard it. So I'm thrilled to have you with me. I think that must be a vote for the chicken dance. Brittany. Is that a vote for the chicken dance? She has like a chicken and a girl dancing, little mother.
And a girl. And a girl dancing.
So I think that's that.
Did you ever skip class when you were in school? Like skip a class?
Well, let's see, JR. As the statute of limitations officially passed, yes, I did.
Do you know
many
that
times. I even signed my mother's name. Sorry, Charlotte. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I, not on purpose, skipped a class one time?
I was just listening to say, JR, you wouldn't skip a class. You are like squeaky clean.
I know, but one time I got my, I guess I got my hours messed up, and it was really third hour when it was supposed to be second hour, and I didn't know it, and I went to my other class and sitting there all hour, and I'm like, something's wrong here, and then I,
God bless
I saw
you.
My
JR,
other
that is not skipping.
Teacher, and she was, I just skipped your class, not on purpose, but I got confused, and she said, it's okay.
You are great. You're so squeaky clean. That is not skipping, is it, folks?
It's not skipping.
Ladies,
okay.
I remind y'all, this man, this squeaky clean, wonderful man, is single.
Yes,
where
I am.
Where are y'all?
I'm single and ready to
where are y'all? He's single and ready to mingle. I'm just saying.
Whatever that means. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back right after this break, and I am going to attempt to pull it down and act somewhat radio-ish professionalist to interview my guest. Let's see if Shelly can do it. Okay? Okay.
On a car or truck, friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet. An American Revolution.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. That's Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Catted biscuits, shrimp creole.
Y'all,
kind of
sometimes I think my best laid plans go awry. I mean, y'all know how just a few moments ago, I mean, was it even 30 seconds ago that I said that I was going to try to act right for my radio guest? Well, guess what? I can't find her number.
Usually,
are you listening, Teresa? Hello, Teresa. Are you listening? If you are listening, you're going to have to shoot me your number on underneath this thread or in a private message. I've lost the number.
Usually they will call us, but
you know why? That's why I lost it, because most people call me. And I had said that, yes, I would call, or I would have you call. Right. Oh, yay! Jeannie to the rescue, JR!
All
okay,
right.
Give me a piece of paper, and I will write this number down for you. And, y'all, that would be Jeannie Wynn to the rescue. Except that just went away, Jeannie. Y'all, really? Really?
It went away?
It went to the text. Okay, the picture's going to go away right here on the screen, y'all. Sorry. Okay, so here's the number. I'm coming back, people. 9-0. Okay, I will just extend her.
Can you write her name on there?
Can you see that?
I've already forgot her name.
Do what?
Can you write her name?
Oh.
So I'll act like I know what I'm talking about when I answer the phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I will go back to y'all now. Hello, people. Hold on a second. Y'all are still there. Cynthia York, all I'm saying is this not like, this is not your mama's radio show, is it? Like, I do stuff like this all the time. I mess up a lot since then. I do. But my people, they'd be so gracious to me. Y'all just hang on right there. We're going to get Teresa Anderson on the phone and have a fantastic interview with her. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think y'all will enjoy her as well. All right. So do we have Teresa? Excellent.
Hi.
Y'all, Teresa Swanstrom Anderson lives with her husband, Ben, in Denver, Colorado, with their loud and silly brood of 6. Yeah, you heard me. That's part of her story. Teresa spends her days wiping off sticky counters, Instagramming, and blogging at TeresaSwanstromAnderson.com. And I'll put that link in the show notes so that y'all can get that name right. Right now, I want to welcome her to All Things Southern Live. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. I am so glad you're there, girl. The best laid plans, right? I saw earlier where there was a mix-up with one of your interviews, and I was just going to be so professional, honey. I was going to call you right on time. I mean, it was just going to be great. Everything was just going to be working like a clock. And then I lost your number, so there you go.
That makes me feel better.
Yay. I think really sometimes, Teresa, this is my my mission in life, to make other people feel better about themselves with everything that goes on in my life. But I want to get to your book. I appreciate the message behind Beautifully Interrupted. When God holds the pen that writes your story, it is an awesome book. So I'm just going to waste no more time and get into it. Tell our listening audience a little bit about what you thought your life was going to be like before God interrupted it so beautifully.
Yeah, very different than it is now.
Yeah.
So my plan for my life was for me to go get my master's and ultimately my doctorate in art history, move to Europe and be a curator at some fantastic museum, preferably in Italy, because I'm sure that's a very easy job to get.
Sure. I give you a reference. Go ahead.
Right. Children were not part of that plan. I did not like them. They did not like me. So it's very funny. And I think that God was just probably chuckling and shaking his head at me for many years.
So what happened? What was that point in your life that, because I know from reading your book that there came a point when you, you know, you took your hands off and said, okay, all right, not what I want, but what you want. And that is the beginning of the story when God interrupted your life. But what was it that brought you to that moment where you were ready to say, here I am, you know, send me?
Yeah. Well, I felt kind of the words more and bigger being whispered over my life for a while.
Yeah.
And I just didn't really know what that meant
or
what that looked like. And finally, one day while I was doing my devotions in my favorite spot, that I lived in Seattle at the time, and it overlooked the Space Needle, and I was just watching the hubbub of a busy city down below, and I felt like God was asking me, is that what you want? Do you want just the busy hubbub, spinning your wheels? Mm-hmm. Or, and then I turned my head and I watched the ferry boat just so dreamily drifting from downtown Seattle to the San Juan Islands. And I felt like he was just whispering in my heart saying, or is that the life that you want? You know, intentionality, you know, purposeful, you know, going from one point to another with great purpose. So that was the day that I just said, okay, God, send me. And yes, I don't know what I'm saying yes to, and I don't know where you're going to send me. But, you know.
Very Abraham ism there to be able to say, you know, send me, or to go out not knowing where you're going. And from that time when you said send me, not knowing where you were going to go, the adventure started. So tell us what happened when you said those words, and to those, especially those plans to not have any children. You really kind of took a right turn right there, Teresa.
Right. Well, I think that when we say those words, or when we, you know, have a prayer that the Lord just really take hold of everything, that we just expect Him next morning to wake up and have Him shoot us with a lightning bolt, and suddenly we just know.
Mm-hmm.
We know our purpose. We know the next step, and that's just not real life generally.
No, it's not.
So I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but I pretty quickly realized what I was not supposed to do.
Right.
And I no longer felt peace and excitement over getting, you know, going further in my career with art history.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple years had passed. It was not fast.
Uh-huh.
But several years passed, and ultimately, my then boyfriend, now husband, we were at an auction, and there was a little black and white photograph of a little boy in Malawi praying, and it just spurred a lot of conversation that evening. And he was one that also wanted to live a life outside of himself and live a life differently.
Yeah.
Again, didn't know what that meant, what that looked like, but that night, God just kind of took the blinders off of our eyes, and we realized that children specifically from Africa were going to be in our future.
That is so beautiful. My life's goal, I am on a quest, my new friend, to live at the end of me, because that is where we find Christ, and I'm just in a quest. And when you speak about wanting more and not settling and all those things that, you know, were involved in that answer, it just resonates with me, because it's what I want. So at that point in your life, and I'm there with you, and I know that you adopted not just one child from Africa, but you just went all in. So tell us what your family looks like today.
Yeah, so now, so we got pregnant pretty quickly after getting married, and had two little blondies, we call them, two little biological boys, and then brought home a baby girl who's now seven, and we just had a slew of birthdays, so I have to think about it. And then brought home an older boy, so we went outside the birth order, which is apparently a very big no-no.
Oh, okay. In whose book? In whose
book
is that?
And then a teenage boy.
Yeah.
So they now are 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, and 18.
Wow. Say that one more time just so that I can breathe.
5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15.
Wow. So you just
not 15, 18.
18. So you just have all the time in the world, right, Teresa? You just have just all the time in the world to just do anything.
I just sit and eat bonbons all day.
I think so. I probably woke you up from a long afternoon nap just for this interview is what I think. No, seriously.
Yeah, the kids were just peeling grapes for me. And
yes, I can see you doing that. I see that. Well, I love the fact that you just, you know, you relinquished your life to God's will, and this family came out of that. But the book is about more than that. I mean, and that's huge. You know, your family's beautiful, and I love what you've done there. But learning to let God write your story instead of, you know, us wanting that control and us planning it out and then, you know, asking God to bless it, which is what we generally do. You know, here are my plans now. Can you bless them, you know, and do it the way I want it done? And so that's a large part of the book that goes beyond the, you know, the beautiful story of your family. So let me just take a stab at this. I'm just going to guess that ever since that one time, girl, you have just been able to just relinquish control, you know, continually, constantly, and you never have a problem with it ever again, right?
No, it's not a deal. Oh, my word. Yeah, so something that I just have to give back and pray over literally every single day.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that would be the answer I would expect. If you were to tell me that you were able to do it once and done, then, you know, it would blow me out of the water, because it is just not where we are. And our life is a surrendered life, but it's not a once and done decision. It is a constant decision to surrender. Talk to me, because you're talking to a word girl, that I love God's word, and my listeners, you know, they hear me ad nauseum, maybe some of them, trying to get them into God's word because of what it has done in my life. And you weave God's word through this manuscript, and I thank you for that. So talk to us about God's word and how they have driven this story, and you know, how you're living.
Yeah, I'm a self-proclaimed Bible nerd.
Amen. I'm with you, girl. I'm giving you like a fist bump.
Yeah, totally. I've realized how alive, especially the Old Testament, makes me. I used to think that it was just boring and unrelatable.
Yeah.
And the more that I dive into it, I realize, you know what? Abraham had a 25-year wait between when he heard that he would father a nation to when Isaac was born.
Mm-hmm.
And in King David, he was anointed with oil over a decade before he was crowned king.
Absolutely. Yes.
And, he, you know, all these stories of wait and preparation and, you know, just so many stories of people in like seasons as I.
Right.
And different scenario, of course, living thousands of years before we did, but it's all the same.
It's
know?
All people, right? And you look there and you see how God interacted with these people in this book that does live, the only book that lives and breathes, and that his breath that inspired it is still breathing through that word when he speaks to us. And I love the fact that you were able to look at these characters in the word and recognize that they were living, breathing people just like yourself, and that they had to wait, that they got the word, they got direction, and then they had to wait. And God so very often gives us delight for the step that we're on. And that's at least he does with me. I'm a need to know believer. Apparently he gives me just what I need to know. And that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
That is it. So I really hate that we have just about ran out of time already. I really want to inspire my listening audience to go out and get a copy of Beautifully Interrupted, because I think you speak with just great wisdom, Teresa, and I believe that it can help people in their lives. So let's say that they have followed this recommendation, and they're going to go out and they're going to get a copy of Beautifully Interrupted. What is it that you most want them to get out of your experience and your words?
I really want them to understand that we often get so busy dreaming up an amazing life for him that we sometimes forget it's only amazing if it's designed by him.
Mm.
And that truly by giving it back, he will just do incredible things.
Oh, I love that. There, you know, there's about, I don't know, whatever. I remember sitting in church and people would talk about it getting from your head to your heart, you know, and that 6 inches. I think that was the measurement that I used to hear. You know, that's a long six inches. But it really does apply when you begin to taste what it is like to live surrendered and letting him write the story instead of trying to write it. It's the sweetest addiction that there is, this addiction to his presence. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I love this Jesus, and I recognize in you a love for him as well, and so it bonds me to you immediately. Teresa, I had meant to put something up on social media that kind of came to me last minute, and I did not. So let's tell the audience, and this is going to be news to you too, because you don't know this either, how they can win like a fun package today. I'm going to give away one copy of your book, Beautifully Interrupted, along with one copy of my latest release, which is Devotions for the Hungry Heart. And I'm going to bundle them all up and put another little surprise you're not going to know about, folks, in the little box and send them a prize package. So I want to tell everyone while you're with me how they can enter for this drawing. Are you in, Teresa? Do you like the sound of this?
Oh, that's so exciting. Absolutely.
Okay, I do as well. So, folks, we're going to make it a little bit different today than I've done in the past, just to see if you're listening. So in order to be eligible to win today's prize package, you have got to get on Instagram. Yes, I know I'm talking to you on Facebook Live and on the radio, but I'm going to ask you to get on Instagram and to like Teresa there, follow her on Instagram, and follow me on Instagram. Got it? Then you got to come back, and then you've got to like this live video and share it. One more step, and it's one you've done many times before. Put pretty please in the comments, and those steps are going to make you eligible to win. So, again, that means you're going to follow both of us on Instagram. And, Teresa, tell them again that name on Instagram that they're going to look for you.
My name's rather long, so Teresa Swanstrom Anderson.
And I'll put that in the show notes, Teresa, so that they can easily follow it there. And then you're going to like this video, share it, and put pretty please in the comments. And I will draw the winner at 9 o'clock. And we both hope that you will enjoy your prize package. Teresa, thank you so much for being by All Things Southern Live this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, and I just speak blessings on this book. I know that tomorrow's your big day, right?
Yes, my book's birthday.
Yay, it releases tomorrow, folks. So I just pray all the best for this. May it fly off the shelves and into people's hearts and draw them closer to our Father. You take care, and we'll have you back on All Things Southern another day.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. Folks, we're past time for a break because I was enjoying Teresa. So we're going to scoot to this break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Watch for those show notes.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor, he can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana, Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Computer trouble, don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. That's Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Well, are y'all back already? I was doing all kind of little show notes for y'all so that you could find Teresa over there, but I will do that when we complete when we put a wrap on this show. I see y'all, JR, they are still asking for the chicken dance.
How many do you have?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even going to count. Okay, let's chicken dance.
You want to do?
Cue me up some music, JR. Oh, my goodness. Are y'all ready? Are y'all going chicken dance with me?
I lost the page. When,
oh, you lost it?
When does this happen? I had it.
Okay, he had it.
I have to find it.
Maybe I won't have to chicken dance because maybe JR won't find it. Maybe? Maybe?
You never know these days with the internet.
Maybe. Okay. Are you going to find it, JR? I don't have to do it.
I think this is it. Wait, it's like 3 minutes long.
Oh, so you want me to keep chicken dancing? I love all the little happies that they're sending up. They're all happy with the chicken dance.
Okay. You can quit.
All right. Thank you, JR, for finding the
good.
Chicken dance.
Absolutely. That's very good. Very professional.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I just set the bar so high for other radio hosts. Do y'all think?
You did.
Do y'all think? Just set it so high. All right, so let's see. Let's do a little bit more of news that you could lose, and then we'll jump into our Southern Comfort for the week, and then we'll get out of here. It's National Buttermilk Day. I don't think I told y'all that. I mean, Buttermilk Biscuit Day. That is a big difference.
I was going to say.
Buttermilk Biscuit Day. I love me some buttermilk biscuits, but I don't think anybody actually drinks buttermilk other than my papa.
Ooh.
He drinks buttermilk. When we were little girls, my sisters and I, and Cindy York, are you still listening to this? She can attest to it. When we were little girls, we'd have milk at our plates at night, and he would have buttermilk. And during the blessing, he would switch our buttermilk with his milk. Yeah. Cause where do you think my pranking came from? And so I would take a big swig of what I thought was milk, and it would be buttermilk.
Now. Because I've never had buttermilk, so I don't
have you
really
never even
know.
Tasted it?
I don't think so.
Well, I didn't willingly, voluntarily taste it.
What is it? What does it taste like?
Nasty.
It's nasty.
Nasty.
Is it thicker than regular?
It's thick milk, and it's nasty.
Okay.
I think it's evil, actually. I don't think God has anything to do with buttermilk, but it does make some good buttermilk biscuits. I think it is the only use for buttermilk is good buttermilk biscuits.
Oh.
So. Let's see, this is Royal Wedding Week. Are you going to watch the big royal wedding, JR?
Probably not. I'll probably see snippets of it on Facebook, but,
I doubt I'm going to watch it either.
Probably not.
I'll probably watch it like later. I did see that they're going to break tradition with their wedding cake, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I don't know what that means.
This is her second, marriage, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. So I don't know. I wonder what that means. They're going to break tradition with their wedding cake. Does anybody know? Y'all educate us if you know. Maybe it means, I don't know. Maybe they're going to have
don't
a
cupcake feed,
tower.
Don't they have a feed where they feed each other cake? Isn't that a traditional thing?
Well, it is here. Do you think they do it there? I don't know if they do it there.
I don't know. They probably have some type of wedding cake tea or something.
I am not educated on the inner workings of the royal family.
Tea and.
I am just not. Let's see what else we have here. Well, the original cast of the Love Boat was reunited today. I didn't see that on the Today Show. It's been 40 years since the show first debuted on television.
Did you watch it, Joe?
I did. Did you watch it?
I never watched it much. I don't know really.
I never really enjoyed it.
Was it like a soap opera a little bit or more of a...
It was
a sitcom
comedy, but there was always soap opera-ish.
It had this kind of
love relationships going on
to it. Okay.
Hence the title,
The Love Boat.
Don't you have a smart host? Don't you have a smart host? The Love Boat. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, I think we'll end with this one, and we'll do our Southern Comfort. We gotta hurry. Okay. I saw a frightening story, and I wrote it down for you. I brought it to you today. Here in the stack of stuff, scientists are wanting to develop Neanderthal miniature brains. You heard it here, folks. Miniature brains.
Now, miniature brains.
Yeah. Do you watch the news, dear scientists? I think we have enough we have more than enough miniature brains going on in our society as it is, don't you think?
The Tide Pod eating millennials.
Absolutely.
I mean, and the newest craze apparently is spraying deodorant on your skin and seeing how long you can stand it.
Because?
Just because I guess that's what you do.
Because?
In 2018.
Because, and I'm saying, y'all, they want to make miniature brains. We got miniature brains as it is. Hey, we're about out of time for the Southern Question. All right. I'm not even going to get into it. You know what I was about to do? I was about to jump knee deep in 1 minute and try to do a Southern Comfort for y'all that are listening. But instead, I'm going to do something entirely different. I am going to ask you, if you are not a follower of Jesus Christ, to reconsider that decision that is going to one day cost you an eternal separation from God. God made it possible for us through Jesus Christ to live and love Him forever. And He's looking for you, and He's searching for you, and He wants you. So reconsider that. If you don't know how to give your life to Christ, direct message me. I would be honored to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in depth with you. Right now, I got to go. Remember how to get into the drawing for the prize package today. It's going to be one of Teresa's books, her latest book, Beautifully Interrupted, and my latest book, Devotions for the Hungry Heart. So in the show notes, it will tell you how you can possibly win. JR, thanks for doing all you do over there with the buttons.
Absolutely. You still got like 20 seconds.
20 whole seconds?
Or 30.
Wonder what I could tell them in 20 whole seconds.
I don't know.
I know what I could tell y'all.
What's
Visit
that?
My sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
I have the best sponsors in the world. Jim Taylor Chevrolet. If you need a vehicle, go to Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville. Jim Taylor Ford in Ruston. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Best people ever. Got a computer problem? Go to Wintersmith Computers. I mean, like, y'all, I just give them my computer, and I go, help, here you go. It doesn't work, and they fix it. Simmons Sporting Goods, largest retailer in the South for all things hunting and fishing and more. There's women accessories for your home and beautiful clothes for your body. So go to Simmons Sporting Goods. I don't think I left anyone out, did I?
I think you got all of them.
I think I got them all in 20 seconds or less. Y'all take care. I'll be right here next week, same time, same place. This is Shelly with Hugs for All.